Yay! This is our fourth training in the Courageous Leadership Training Sessions. And today we are talking about authentic sales and courageous marketing, which is so exciting. And obviously, as Courage Collective leaders, this is something that you need to embody and learn. And I don't think I've really taught this before, and it's just some of my processes, what I've done to really create a beautiful, abundant, and also aligned business. And I think it's really important that we look at how we're showing up around sales and marketing, what are maybe our beliefs or some fears that are coming up around that. And so hopefully today's maybe a little bit shorter. I always say that and then I jam pack it with so much stuff, but I'm thinking it might be a little bit shorter. So I would love to hear, you know, some of the questions or things that are coming up for you around promoting and sharing the Courage Collective. We'll get to that at the end. So, because I feel like a lot of what I'm going to teach you today will hopefully help you in really embodying the opportunity to lead and to share and invite others to join us. So thank you for being here. It has been so much fun. I'm like, oh, I love this. This is so much fun. I forget how much I love to talk. That's why I am a speaker, I guess. I like to talk. I like to teach. I like to share. So this is good. This has been fun. So we're going to just dive right in. And then again, we'll keep a pulse on, or I'll try to keep a pulse on the chat and see what is coming up for you guys as well. So happy to see you all here again. If you're watching the replay or recording, welcome, welcome. So excited you're on this journey with us as well. So I'm going to share my screen so you guys can see the PowerPoint. There we go. All right. Tanika, you're the only one I can see. Can you give me a thumbs up if it's good? Okay. I've got just like the four little boxes and you're the only one with a face on it right now. So that's good. All right. So the very first thing that I want to just dive in is just kind of the overview. We're going to go through this and then we've got some cool specific marketing ideas and strategies, which some of you may have already reviewed, but I'm going to go through it again anyways, and some of you may not have. So starting with a courageous marketing and authentic sales, step number one, and I talked a little bit about this on the last call, is really know and believe in the movement. And each of you felt a call to be here. Each of you really resonated with the message, the mission, and every application that was accepted. I could feel that you knew that you were a part of something bigger and that you wanted to be here and that you believed in what we are creating together. And so there have been applications that I didn't resonate with. And so just know that the biggest part for me was when I could feel that you got it. Even if you didn't understand all of exactly what was going on, because many of you didn't, when you said yes to being a leader, you were like, I don't really know what this is, but I'm in. And so I know that there's a feeling and an energy behind this movement, and it's powerful. And again, it's not about me. It's about the movement. It's about the mission. And it is about believing in that to your core, that women's voices matter, that it's time for us to courageously love and live and lead, that we are stronger together, that we need that in-person connection as women. You know, when I look at, you know, generations before us, and I look at how women would gather to, you know, knit or quilt or get into community all the time. We were together. We were cooking. We were sharing food. We were going for tea. We were, you know, we were doing things as women together. Women need other women, and we have lost that real connection, thinking that Facebook groups and you know, texting or just being on Facebook or social media, that we are connected, but we're not deeply connected like we can be when we come together in person. And so that piece of like believing in women's voices, believing that we are stronger together, believing that we all have gifts and strengths and stories that can support each other in our growth, in reaching, you know, higher levels of what we're supposed to be doing in this world, and that together we can support each other in being courageous and doing what our heart and our soul are calling us to do. So if you believe in that and you know that to your core, that this is important work that you're doing and you're a part of, then that's all you really need, to be honest. When I first shared about my work in Center Stage, I was terrified and I thought, you know, I know how to speak, but can I actually teach anyone else? I didn't know. And with this movement, I have no idea really what it's going to become. I've felt a bigger vision and I've seen a bigger vision of it than it is today. And I know it's going to continue to grow and evolve. And yet I have that faith and that belief that there was an inspired, you know, an inspired download that I've received for all of the work that I put into the world, that I am so aligned with what I'm meant to be doing and sharing, especially with this Courage Collective, that I can't doubt and I can't not share it. And I know that, you know, you may not have received that initial download like I have to create this, but you received confirmation that you needed to be a part of it. And so I would actually love to challenge each of you to think back to the moment that you saw it on Facebook, or you saw the video I shared, or you got the email, or someone else reached out to you and said, hey, check this out. And I would love for you just to go back just for a moment and actually write down that moment and write down, a lot of you said, this came across at the perfect time, or I have been feeling this call to start an in-person group or collective. I just didn't know how or what to share, and this is exactly what's calling to my heart. Some of you said, I've been praying for this opportunity, or this feels so right. I know this is what I'm meant to be doing. So I would love for you to just take a moment and write down, first of all, like the moment, like how did you see it? How did you find it? A lot of you said too, I'm almost never on Facebook. That was someone said, I'm almost never on Facebook, but I came on and the first thing I saw was your video of this movement. I knew I needed to be a part of it. So I just want you to just take notice of the serendipitous type thing that happened that brought you here and the feelings that you had when you said yes. Because I really feel that for every single one of you who are here, you feel the call and you feel that piece of that I am part of this movement and something bigger. So if you start to doubt or you start to fear and you come back to that moment of confirmation, that's what often has helped me. When I start to doubt and fear, I go, wait a minute, I totally know, like head to toe goosebumps, I knew that this is the work I was meant to be bringing out into the world. And so even though I'm scared, and even though I don't really know what it's going to look like, and even though, you know, we're starting small and we're growing and it's going to take time and it's a different way of me leading, I believe in the movement. Okay. So that's what I want you to write that down. I want you to be able to come back to that so that you can really have that deep belief in what we are creating together, because that's going to help you. Step number two is to share your stories, share your takeaways, share your process. So the more you are sharing, and this is something I need to work on too, the more that we are sharing within our global community is wonderful. I've loved all the shares and the stories and the support that's been happening there. But also, if something happens, share it with the world, right? If you get that opportunity to speak and you take it instead of staying quiet and still, or you get your beautiful tattoo that you've wanted for years and you haven't been having the courage to do it, yay, Bea! You know, share that out in the world, or, you know, doing the things that you're doing right now, saying yes to things you're saying yes, even saying yes to this opportunity, filling out that application, share that. share the fear that was there, but then how you felt through that and the confirmation you received. Share those little moments, takeaways. Someone had asked yesterday or on Wednesday if they could share some of the takeaways that they have had through this training process. Yes, whatever you're learning, the things you're gaining, the ahas you're having, the stories you're diving into, the fears that are coming up, the ways you're showing up courageously, start just sharing that. And you don't have to have a link to the Courage Collective, or you don't have to do any of that, but I would recommend, you know, doing a hashtag, just having the hashtag Courage Collective or whatever it is, so that it's very, very simple. And even that you don't need to have, because people will be watching, people will be hearing, they're going to be witnessing your transformation and growth. One of the things that I love about Center Stage Live, which is that kind of higher level VIP event and program that I run, is that people have come to me to sign up without really even knowing me, but because they have watched the transformation of someone who has been going through that program, where they see visually, even not even specific to the program takeaways, but when they see them all of a sudden showing up, being visible, sharing their truth, speaking up, right, confidently, they can see the change in who they are becoming. They can witness that. They can see the transformation. They can see the before and after. And they often say, what the heck have you been doing? What's going on, right? And then when they start sharing their professional photos, and they just share it, and they share their videos that they get, their demo videos, and they share their one sheet, and they share their message, and they share the pictures of us at Sparkling Hills, all of that is just sharing, but it's also becoming a powerful referral for me as well in my work that I do in that program. So I want you to see that the more you share and the more your members share and people just share in your circles and in your collectives, inspire them and empower them to be sharing when you start to fill your circles, because then we can just keep filling, keep sharing, keep bringing more people into your circles as you grow them. So this is something just to continue and to practice. And obviously it's going to be amazing for your own business as well. The more that we share the process, the behind the scenes, the things that we're going through, the things that we're doing each day, there's quite a few times where I'm like, ooh, I need to hop on and share that. And when I don't do it in that moment, it often leaves me. So that's where I mentioned having that story journal and writing that down in the moment. If you can't share it right away on social media or in some other form, or if it's not time yet, but I do recommend, you know, doing it in that moment. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to take a ton of time. It could be 10, 15 minutes. And in sharing, people are going to be curious. People are going to be witnessing your transformation. People are going to want to know what it is that's different about you. And that's where they're going to naturally inquire about the Courage Collective and what's going on. Okay? So know and believe in the movement. Share your stories, your takeaways, and your process. Step number three, get visible. So connecting locally, we're going to go into a whole bunch of different ways to connect online, connect locally, but just getting visible, getting connected, building relationships, and starting now, because we know we have a couple of months to fill our circles, but I want you starting now to build those relationships, to start to network, see what local events or networking events or communities that you can reach out to or be a part of or connect with people in some way. I love that. Was it Tanika? Was it you that reached out to the Chamber of Commerce? Yeah, so Tanika's story of reaching out and going to the Chamber of Commerce and saying there is no other local group like this that's adding all this value and has the online training and support, and that is giving the in-person support and connections and the opportunities for women and women's voices. And she just shared and she connected and reached out, and they're like, we're going to promote it, right? We're going to share it. And also it was the Chamber of Commerce president, or right, that then was like, sign me up. So you never know who is ready. And honestly, it's been so powerful to see how, you know, Ramona even was just sharing at a networking event. She's got like six people ready to jump in. And it's the energy behind this. Like, it is time. It's interesting because 4 years ago was when I started my business. And I called my website and my business was The Courage Revolution. And then I switched it to ChantelAdams.com and I changed my focus to speaking because that was what was coming in. People were wanting and I was like, but there's this courage thing that I really want to be doing. And I kept putting it on the back burner. And now I see that it just wasn't the right time. So I had the seeds of the Courage Collective 4 years ago. I had this burning desire, but I didn't have all the skills and abilities that I have now in order to lead and to have the Courage Collective be what it needed to be. And so all along, as I've been teaching speaking and storytelling, as I've been gaining so much success in my own business and learning leadership and learning sales and marketing and being able to know that and then teach it, now I'm in a place where it is time. It is time. And it's a beautiful thing to look back and see that we're coming full circle 4 years later with the anniversary of me jumping out of that plane and really launching the Courage Revolution. And we're doing the Day of Courage 4 years ago, like from 4 years ago on that day, and how beautiful that is. And so for me too, it's about like really realizing that as you connect, as you just share what this is about, people are ready. They're waiting for something like this to come into the world. There is nothing like it out there that I have seen in this way, filled with the heart and the soul, the connections, the courage piece, the speaking, the business, everything, the creativity, everything kind of as that whole. There's nothing like it out there and people are ready. So all you really need to do is be brave enough to connect and share and people will be raising their hands. I truly believe that and I've seen it. So that's the key. Step number four, and we're going to share a lot of different ways in just a moment about marketing and connecting and sharing. I'm going to have 26 really specific ways that we're going to walk through, but this is just the higher level of marketing and authentic sales. Step number four is to share your story and invite from a place of service to your one. So something that I have heard from the time I started my business always is that I have never felt like I'm just a number in your bank account, right? Like every person that works with me, even in this movement, I've been a little bit nervous because as we grow to be thousands of women all over the world, there's this piece of me that goes, but I need to know each and every single person and I need to connect with them and I need to know that they know I love them and care about them and I know them. And then part of me realizes that that's why we're bringing in leaders, right? So that my love can come to you leaders, your love as leaders can go to those within your local groups. And yes, I'm going to connect with everyone on a global scale as well, but it's such a beautiful thing to know that the love and the care that I show for the people that work with me in the past, you know, I've always had smaller groups of women. And that's what I feel like the leader group is for me, is like my love space where I can know each of you personally. I can connect with you. I can lead you. I can support you. And then you can filter that love out into your local circles. And so what I really want here is for you to remember that you are here in service. Whenever I have led from a place of it's important to know your numbers. It's important to set goals. It's important to, I love working out, you know, numbers and figuring things out. So don't get me wrong on this part, but when we focus only on the income, right? When we're just focused on the numbers, we lose that energy around what the work we're doing and sharing. That's when we get on a call and we know that someone's just in it for the money when they're like super pushy and salesy and they're like, you have to sign up now and I don't care if you're in debt, you're going to pay me $50,000, whatever, right? So we can feel that energy. And so when we come from this place of service, and knowing that we're connecting one to one and we're coming from that place of service and we care deeply for every person that's going to be in our circle. And you have that mantle, I guess you could say, of leadership where you get to now love your ladies so much, just like I'm loving on you guys. It's like this ability to spread the love. And so knowing that you're making an invitation from a place of service. Because when you believe and understand your movement on that deep core level, then you know that this is of service to their highest good. That this is something that you believe and know will change their life. That this is something that you want to invite them to because you know how amazing it is, how incredible it's going to be in their life for them and for all of the people that they're going to then impact. And so in this place, like being able to share your story, right, of coming in as a Courage Collective leader, of being a part of this movement, of, you know, feeling like this is, I've heard more than one of you say that you found your tribe, that you feel like you belong somewhere finally, that this is like your family, right? So that's what this is, right? That's what this is. And so if you can just share your story personally of your experience and then just invite people from that place of love and service and caring, people will feel that, right? And we're going to get more into my strategy of kind of letting go strategy, I sometimes call it, in just a minute, but that's really important. Step number five, always come from a place of abundance. So really releasing the fear around not enough. Not enough people are going to join. What if no one joins? That piece is going to put you into a fear mindset around abundance. And it's something that I often slip into, and I'm going to show you the process in just a minute, where I've set an intention or a goal and I'm not reaching it and I start to freak out and get worried and nervous and fearful and all this other stuff starts coming up. And I'm going to show you how I flip it and how I change into more of an abundance mindset. But one of the things that I really, really want you all to know, and something that I teach all the time and that I did when I was speaking on the stage, is that I always, always, always said, even if I touch just one life today, it has been all worth it. And so I want you to set an intention. I want you to visualize having 10 women or 5 women or 8 women or 15 women or 20 women, however many women in your circle feels amazing to you and abundant for you. And then I want you to know and visualize that's going to happen, right? Trust that's going to happen. It may not happen in the exact timeline that you have decided it's going to happen in, but it's going to happen. And even in some of the circles that have started and they've only had one member, they've met, they've had a beautiful circle together. They've had amazing ahas together. They've had a beautiful circle with the two of them together. And so coming into this knowing and trusting that if I show up, if I believe in the movement, if I am sharing and getting visible, if I am connecting, if I'm doing this, then I know I'm going to be attracting the right women. I know I'm going to have that intention met now or maybe 6 months from now. But as we do this work, it's just going to grow and grow and grow. So having that abundance mindset is so key. I'm going to pause right here. And I'm just going to check the chat box because I can see it going crazy over here. Okay, so. Yay! Shine Live. Yes, so Shine Live was all about deep, beautiful connections. And that is actually... Shine Live is my, for any of you who don't know, is my 3-day event that I think is going to come back under the Courage Collective umbrella. But it's the 3-day event where we had about 110 women both years. And it was beautiful because it was the in-person connection that can't be beat online. It was about soul to soul. It was about getting women in a room together to connect and to collaborate. And the connections and the collaborations and all that has come from that event is through the roof amazing. And it's all, you know, that's what really I was like, yes, I need to be able to create more of these events around the world, but I physically can't do them all. So that's where we're headed. We're headed to hosting these bigger events around the world, hosting smaller events in your local cities. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But that's where the movement is going, right? Is that I knew that that was such a powerful piece of the puzzle to helping women to really step into their power, to use their voice, to connect and support each other. And that's where the Courage Collective is going to be moving. Twyla jumped in having no idea what she was doing, but she's grateful she's here. So absolutely reminding yourself about that. Ooh, I love Casey sharing about her ahas. And I also love that there was this process to Casey, like, you know, meeting me through someone else, then actually speaking on the phone with me. We both got chills. Then attending Shine Live and having that amazing energy and women gathering together. And that deep feeling of belonging when the vision was first shared. So I love that. I love that it was several moments. And again, being able to come back to that whenever you start to doubt, knowing that you're here for a reason because you were shown this opportunity for a reason. Good. Twyla's already started her story journal. Love it. Yes, Lydia, sharing creates curiosity. Absolutely. People start to go, what is going on with this Lydia girl? She's all of a sudden doing all sorts of brave things and she's showing up and her whole confidence level is through the roof. So yes, absolutely. Tamsin said, I was in the middle of a total manic day, but received Tamara's message and was compelled to open it and read it. I had no idea what I was applying for, but I just knew, wow, this is for me, what I've been waiting for. And this is just an amazing place to be. Yes, 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 yes. So good. Beautiful synchronicity manifestation for Erica. Just came back from a huge global training about saving lives in the corrections, schools, and military communities concerning high suicide rate. Sitting in this huge conference center and truly knowing what was going to deter the growth from the participants because of their lack of courage, business skills, and speaking skills. Oh my goodness, I'm getting like emotional on this. Then 2 days later, a friend contacted me to tell me about this. So perfect. Amazing. You're right. And that you thought of those three things, which are the core of what the Courage Collective is all about. That is so powerful and such important work that you're feeling called to do as well. Yes. Katrina says, I'm overwhelmed with peace and bounce, bounce, bounce that we've all come together. This movement is a call answer for so many kindred souls. Absolutely. So good, you guys. So good. And yes, Paula, Women Rising was the same idea of bringing women together. There was about 40 women at the Women Rising event. And that's the same type of event that we are going to be hosting as the Courage Collective. And so those are going to be popping up all around the world. So I love this. Thank you for sharing, everyone. So beautiful. All right. So everyone's feeling good about this. We're moving on. Now this is kind of my sales process. And I'm gonna share with you my very first launch. So when I launched, I was launching Center Stage, my online program about speaking. And I remember I had 125 or 27, I need to go back and actually look for sure, but around that 120 mark on my list, which is, you know, not very many people. And they were there because of a week-long Courage-a-thon I had done. So not even really tied to Center Stage and speaking. So they were there kind of for the courage piece. And I had the Center Stage program that I was going to launch. And I remember sitting down with my calculator and I was like, okay, I had already done a beta launch, which was like an introductory launch at a lower price point. And it had gone really well and gotten lots of social proof. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to set my goal for a $10,000 launch. And that felt so big and so exciting. And so I sat down with my calculator and I thought, okay, I know I can't get like 100 people because I don't even have 100 and, you know, I just have over 100 people that I even have on my list. And I know they're not all going to buy. So I sat down and I worked it out, right? So I was like, okay, if I could have 15 women, I think I could find 15 women who are ready to step into their power and find their voice and write their speech and get on stage. So if I could have 15 ladies say yes, in order to reach my intention or my goal of a $10,000 launch, I would need to price it at about $697. So $697 times 15 is $10,455. So I set this intention of 15 beautiful, powerful women ready to make a change in the world, ready to step up, would find me and would say yes. And I could see that group and I could feel it and I could see the transformation. I could see the ripple effects of them really confidently stepping up and sharing their message with the world. And so I really leaned into that intention, and there was that number attached to it, right? I knew I wanted to have the 10K launch, 15 ladies, but also I had the feeling behind it and I could see it and visualize it. So there's a mix between like the logical, let's work the numbers, what do I want to see happen in my circles or in my business? But then there needs to be that, you know, that real feeling behind it and that bigger why. So that's step number two, is really knowing your why behind the intention. And so, yes, it was about, for me in the beginning, it was about proving that I could make an income at doing what I love. I needed to prove that to myself and to my husband. Otherwise, I may have been at a 9-to-5 job by now. And so it was important to me to be able to be successful in income, but also I needed to go deeper with my why and see that it was also about impact. And that if I could have 15 powerhouse change-making women taking the stage, using their voice, showing up, sharing their stories and their message, putting their work out into the world more confidently and clearly, then that's the ripple effect that I could have. That then they're going to go on, they're going to do their work, and they're going to touch more lives, and each of them are going to have that ripple effect. So I set that intention. I knew the numbers. I made a plan. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Facebook challenge. I'm going to get X amount of people. I know that so many people will probably say yes based on this number. 10% is kind of my track record for a Facebook challenge. So if I know that, I need to get X amount of people, 150 people in for this challenge. That are active participating, and then 15 would probably say yes out of that. So I made a plan, you know, what do I need to do, by what date? So I had it all organized, and then I needed to do the work, right? So then I'm a doer, so I was taking action, I was sharing, I was reaching out one-on-one, I was hopping on the phone with people, I was inviting people personally on Facebook, on Messenger, via email, I was sending it out to my list, I was showing up and doing the Facebook challenge and being so present and giving so much value, so I was doing the work. And I remember hopping on the phone call with people, and I actually would turn people away if it didn't feel like a right fit. And I always, 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 when I'm on the phone with people, it's about you go and think about this. Go pray, go meditate, whatever you need to do, and feel it in your bones. Like, feel it at a soul level that this is a heck yes. Not because of fear of missing out or because all of my amazing bonuses, but because you know that this is the right thing for you at the right time. And I always say that to anyone that I'm talking to, because I truly believe I've only had, I believe, maybe now, maybe 3 refunds in 4 years of business. So I know that by not pressuring and, you know, putting all this fear base, that I'm inviting the right people who are ready for that, right? Who are excited. So that's huge. And not pressuring is such a beautiful, fresh thing where most people are like, thank you for not making me feel like I have to do this. Even if I want to, sometimes there's that feel of like, yes, 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 sign up now, you know, do it now, that kind of thing. And I'm all about giving them time and space to do what is best for them and to reflect and make sure it's a heck yes. So that's important too. Now here's the catch. So in this 10K launch, I had, I think, you know, 2 to 3 weeks that I had kind of left as a window for inviting people in. And I remember I was about 2 days out. I was 2 days out from the close of when we were going to start the program. And I had 12 ladies. Now, that's pretty good. Let's just look. So I had 12 ladies at $697. So that was like $8,364. And I had 12 women. And that's very exciting. But I'm very, I do. And see, this is where I get attached to that. Like, but I wanted to have a 10K launch. That sounds so fun. And that's so exciting. That's way better than an $8,300 launch. And I'm only three people away. And I started to get into this fear mode and this grasping mode and this like, oh no, it's not enough mode. So I can see every time I launch something, I go through this cycle where it's the excitement, the set and the attention. I can see it. I can feel it. Woo! You know, I do the work. I have the plan. I'm showing up. Everything's going out great. I open the doors. I get some people saying yes, but it's not reaching where I think it needs to reach. And I start to panic and freak out and fear and doubt and all that comes into play. So then what happens is I go, oh, Chantel, chill out. And I switch it from like fear-based, not enough-based, oh my goodness, I'm not reaching my goal and my intention, to wow, there are 12 incredible women that said yes to this opportunity. And I am so grateful. And I remember this specifically because I had a 2-day workshop that I was hired to do for the teacher development. And I was gonna be gone all day, Saturday and Sunday, teaching. And so Monday was the close. Monday morning was when we started the program. And so on Friday, that's when I was having my little meltdown of like, oh no, there's, you know, I've reached out to as many people as I think I can reach out to. I've done all the things. I showed up, I did the work, I did the plan. You know, I did this all and I'm coming up short. And then that's where I was like, and I don't have time. I don't have time to get creative or do anything else. And I remember, I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it was, oh yes, I do. Okay, it's coming back to me. Okay, so in this release, in this showing gratitude, I went and at the event that I was speaking at, it was this teacher conference, and there were two women that walked in the door. And both of them I recognized. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I knew them. And so they walked in, both of them didn't, not with each other, but at different times they sat, they were there. And I remember at the break, one of them came up to me and she hugged me and she said, you probably don't remember me. And I said, I recognize you, I do. And then as she started to talk, it all came back. She said, 5 years ago, you did a presentation, a workshop. And I came up to you in tears after our workshop. And you stayed and talked with me because I was going through a really hard time. And I think she had just divorced from her husband. She was going through a lot of depression and a lot of things going on. And she's like, you stayed for an hour and talked with me and you were there for me. And she said, I actually don't know what could have happened, what would have happened to me and to my life because I was in such a dark place. But knowing that there was one person who cared enough to listen and be there for me, helped me get through that. And I'm in such a good place here today. And I was like, what the heck? I'm like, are you serious? Like, it just blew me away because so often as speakers, we show up, we deliver our message, we connect, and then we go our separate ways. Especially in the beginning of my speaking career, I didn't stay connected. And now I teach people, obviously, to stay connected through email and that kind of thing. But I had no idea. Then go, you know, she goes, we hug, we have tears, all that. Then the other woman that I had recognized comes up to me and she says, I don't know if you remember me, but I saw that you were speaking and I had to come and say thank you. And she said, it was around the same time. I think it was actually a little bit longer. I think it was almost 10 years before, because I had done, before I was really speaking professionally, I would do like parenting conferences and I would do one-off speaking gigs and things like that. So this was a parenting conference I had done like way before. And I had shared about how to get kids to give back and how to get kids in like giving back and not entitled and that kind of thing. And she said that she had just broken up from her husband. She was a single mom. It was right around Christmas. And she had her son who was 12 at the time. And she said that he was going through a really hard time dealing with it. And she said, you shared that you did the 12 days of Christmas, where every day my family for years goes and we deliver a little gift to someone in need. We knock and then we run away so they don't ever know who it is. And it's just a beautiful way to give. And I had shared this and she's like, I went home and even though we had very little money, we decided we were going to do this. Like she talked to about it with her little boy. And she said he was already starting to get in trouble at school. He was starting to like pull away. She could feel like their relationship was crumbling. He was starting to go to kind of a bad place. And she said, we did the 12 days of Christmas. And she's like, he turned into a totally different kid by giving and focusing when he was hurting and when he was going through a tough time, focusing on someone else and bringing joy to someone else. And she said that like shifted, and we actually set a goal to go together to Guatemala on a service trip the year after. And from that, he is now going to be a doctor. So she came to me, now he was 12, now he was 18, 19. He was going to be a doctor, and his goal was to go and do Doctors Without Borders and to do this. And she's like, I truly believe that 12 Days of Christmas idea helped to bring him back and then set us on this trajectory of where he is today. And again, like, boom, oh, like, oh my goodness, like, wow, thank you. You know, like that was like, are you serious? It touched me so deeply. I went home on Sunday night without any intention of selling. I was grateful for my 12 women, but I said, this is why I do what I do. I just had two beautiful women come to me from hearing me speak years previous and sharing how that 1 hour or 2 hours I spent with them has helped change their life and the life of their children. In a small way, I didn't even know. I had no idea. I don't know what seeds I've planted in other people's lives. I don't know where they are today. I don't know the difference that maybe some little word made. But I'm so grateful to have this confirmation today. That was it. That night, I had two people respond back, I need to sign up, is it too late? And I was like, what? I wasn't even thinking about that. What are you talking about? Okay, sure. And so I'm sitting there with 14 ladies. And it was actually at like 11:58 because I remember I was like, you know, doing the last minute, figuring things out and stuff and getting ready to close the cart and take down the sales page. And it was like 11:58, I got an email and someone said, is it too late? I feel like I really need to be in center stage. Nope, it's not too late. That was my 15. So, I mean, there's this beautiful, it doesn't always work out exactly like that, where I do actually always reach that intention. But when I come at from this strategy of set the intention, see, feel it, know my why behind it, make the plan, do the work, you know, really want what is best for all people that I'm inviting, then get to that place. Maybe I'm freaking out, maybe I'm not, but really being grateful for whoever has said yes and then releasing the outcome, because I totally detached from that. When I came to that place of gratitude, it was like, it doesn't matter. I have the right women here. And sure, if it is meant to be, more will come, but I'm not attached to it. And then this is different. Most of the times I will then go into creative mode and last minute, like, what can I do? Or how can I invite more people? How can I share this in a different way? This time it just happened organically. It wasn't an intention that I was going to sell more tickets, more spots. It just happened because I felt inspired to share and I followed that intuition. That was what was that conversation that someone needed to hear. So this is like a powerful, powerful thing. If you follow this in your own business, if you follow this in the Courage Collective, bringing people into the circles, you will be successful. Okay. Whew. That went, I wasn't planning on sharing those stories, but hey, that helps you to see a little bit behind. So let me just see what we've got here. Yes, nothing else that married the in-person connection and high-level online training. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So Lydia says, you know, there's no awkwardness when, if you don't say yes to something that I'm sharing, because we're still friends. Like, I love you no matter what. So I think that's something too. Like, people are like, I don't know. I'm going to avoid or whatever. And also I've had people sign up for something a year or 2 years later. It wasn't the right time then, but because I was like, if it's ever the right time, you know where to find me. You know, I totally get it. It's all good. I know the right women are coming in at the right time, and that's what I want for you. If it's not a heck yes, right? At this time, that's perfect. And then they've come back, and they've been like, I'm ready. And I'm like, what? 2 years later, you're ready? Okay, let's do this. So, you know, trusting again that even if it's the right person, it might not be the right time, right? Okay, so I am going to go through here. I'm going to actually share some of the ideas that we have. And there, this 26 marketing ideas is actually in the Facebook group somewhere. And it should be in your, oops, it should be in your, oh, what's going on? I'm clicking on things and it's going all crazy. So it should be in your master place in the membership site. I can't scroll and talk at the same time, obviously. Okay, so in the membership site, you should see this 26 ways to market your circles as well. But I'm going to go through this. And these are just ideas that I have had, and I really want you guys to start to get creative. And if you have other ideas, share them in the group. Let's start brainstorming ways that we can really get this work out there. If there's anything I haven't thought of, or if there's a different spin on something, or if you're able to, you know, share or contribute in some way in a skill or whatever that you're really good at, then let us know, because we can always look for new and different ways to share and market, for sure. So let me just see. I don't know if I can share my screen on this or not, but I think I can. Oh, I think I can. Okay, can you see that? It should be, oh, can you see that now? Okay, so this is, again, this is a copy of basically what you have in the group, so it's all done for you. And these are 26 ways. I'm not saying you need to do all these 26 ways. These are just ideas and thoughts. And again, I'm going to walk through kind of our high level marketing plan, and I will be getting like a to-do checklist and dates and everything mapped out for all of you next week of what it's going to look like over the next 2.5 months. Okay. So I just didn't want to overwhelm you. I wanted to take the training and get that all going, and then we'll share. So these are, again, just ideas. So post your meeting on one or all of these different event types. So there's meetup.com, Eventbrite, Facebook events, and Google events. So Facebook events, easy. You can just do that. Invite people. What's really cool about Facebook events is you can see who's in your city, right? What friends are in your city. You can see that. You can also say, hey, tag anyone else that you know that's in our city, so they can invite friends that maybe you're not connected to. So a Facebook event is a great way to do it. Meetup.com is a great way to do it as like your first free event. So I'm going to get into that in a minute, where you can do 2 free events, and we're going to encourage that. But you can also have someone join an ongoing, like if you are already are starting your circle in July and August, we're just going to close the doors September 18th. So you're welcome to start leading it in July and August. And then you can be having paid members already, and you can still invite someone who's free. So someone to just come check it out for 1 or 2 circles. So that can happen in these 2.5 months, where they can come and check it out for free. Then we close the doors. Then we're going to do this process all over again next year, like after the 6 months. So just need to have a water. Another thing is sharing online. And these are great, like meetup.com and Eventbrite are great because people are looking in their local areas. They do have a broader scale of people that are just maybe searching for networking or meetup events in wherever you are, right? So it can be really great, a bigger database as well. Sharing online and helping fill other collectives or bring in new leaders in new areas. Now, this is great because we all have global audiences. So I know people all over the world. You know people all over the world. That's the beauty of this online space, is that we have people all over the world in our community. And I know many of you have said, but I don't know as many people locally. But guess what? If we have almost 100 leaders right now. If we think about, you know, each of us knowing even 1,000 people in places around the world. What is that? I like to get my calculator out. I'm not very good at math, so that's why I have my calculator. Okay, so that's like 100,000 people that we all have access to. So collectively, 100 leaders, we all have access to 100,000 people around the world. Now, they're not all going to be in our specific city, in our specific areas, but there's going to be some that live in Chicago or live in Portland or live in the Cayman Islands, perhaps, right? So that's really exciting when you think about, as a collective, if we're just sharing and inviting, even if they're not going to join our local circle, that we're sharing the global community, the global movement, then there's going to be, Tanika is going to have people that can join Jessica's circle, right? Casey's going to know people who are in Portland and going to help Kimberly fill her circle. Kimberly, vice versa, might know someone in Toronto, so she's going to send people to Casey. Okay, so this is where I feel like we need to do more of, is just general inviting, not even just for our local circle, but just, hey, look at what's happening around the world and check it out. See if there's a local leader in your area. And if not, see if there is going to be online spaces for people in that kind of limbo space. Until we get enough leaders in enough places, we are going to have a few online collectives that they can join. And the online collectives become like an incubator. So they're really just there until there's a leader that pops up in their local area, or they decide to lead. And we're still going to be able to track, you know, who invites you, who refers you. So we'll still have that data so we can thank you and we can do other kinds of fun contests and things for bringing on new leaders. So even if they don't join your local circle, they may become a leader down the road. They may, you know, join someone else's circle. And so that's really exciting. So that's what I just want to really put out there, is that yes, we're filling our own locals, but if we're sharing the movement and the Courage Collective as a whole, then we're all going to be helping each other. So it's teamwork. Yes, so I did say their first meeting is free. I've said now they can have 2 meetings for free. If you already have your circle right now going, or as you start to fill it, that you invite them to bring a friend. So people that say yes to your circle say, hey, do you know someone that would love this? Most likely they probably do. Bring them for free the next time they can check it out. Okay? So that's really good too. The referral campaign. So this is this whole, what I kind of went off on. So yes, you know, sharing, referring people, right? Referring other members, referring other leaders. Sharing the online community, so I kind of shared all that already. Phone call campaign, so get people on the phone and invite them personally. Make a list. So if you want to have 15 or 20 people in your circle, or 10 people in your circle by September 18th, I want you to put that up somewhere, right? I am going to have 10 beautiful powerhouse change-making women join me by September 18th in my circle. Put that up so you see it every day. And then make a list. Make a list of who do I know that would be a perfect fit for this? And if you're not knowing people, that's okay. There's more ideas for how to get to know people. But I would love for you to make a list. You know, who are those 10 people? maybe have a list of 15 or 20 so that you can reach out to them personally, whether you get on the phone, you send them an email or a Facebook message. But phone is great because you can actually hear your enthusiasm and excitement. They can ask questions. So I have gotten people on the phone all the time in my business, and it really makes a difference, right? You can join local networking groups to get to know people in your area. And we do have, you know, business cards, and we have the postcards. So those are printables that are in the membership site area that you can put with your name on it, and you can put all that amazingness on it. So check that out and use those. Personal outreach via, I already said this, see, I'm getting ahead of myself, but by Facebook, email or phone. So really reaching out to people. I did say on here, you know, there's also like LinkedIn, which is great. Someone was talking about that in the leader group. You know, I don't know LinkedIn as much, but I know that it's a great resource for local stuff more so too, right? So you can really search and find people who are in your local area as well. Handing out flyers, as I mentioned, or putting them up at, you know, if you're able to put them up at libraries or bulletin boards, that kind of thing. Again, they're there. Online marketing as a group. So we're going to be doing this. Now, this is changing to every 6 months. So I'm going to share a little bit more specifically on what we're doing as a group to be able to promote in just a minute. Share and post on social media. Obviously, we've already talked about that. We do have templates for Instagram. If you want to design your own, we just ask that you follow the branding guidelines and share it in the group so we can check it out and confirm it, and then also be able to share it with each other so then we can all use it. One thing that someone did was they shared like the courage is statements from their circle. So when someone said something, or you know, someone said something profound, you know, or something that they can quote from their circle. So that's a really cool thing to do. But again, just sharing, just being visible, like we've already talked about, sharing your stories, sharing what you're up to, is going to be huge. Add that you're a Courage Collective leader to your email signature or to your social media bios or to your Facebook or social media. And on your website. So Courage Collective Leaders, right? It's a great booster as well, especially as we grow and become more well-known. That's going to be a great thing for you to be a part of. Be consistently sharing about the Courage Collective. So pictures from your group meetings, what you're doing, what you're achieving, goals you're setting, courageous things you're taking action on. Share them in Facebook Lives. You can actually share a Facebook Live from a meeting to show what it's all about if you have permission from everyone. But yeah, just basically showing what you're excited about. A Facebook banner for your Facebook profile, inviting people to join you. So right now we have Facebook banners that do have like women rising together, women's voices need to be heard, or like a few different statements, and it's more of a general banner. But we also have every month, we have the outline of online activities or workshops or masterclasses that are coming up. And Angelique makes that up all beautiful for you to share that or to post that to your wall too, so people can actually see what's happening in the Courage Collective in July as well, or whatever month we're in. And when you share through social media, this is something good too, is that like when you're sharing and when you're inviting or when you're saying something about the Courage Collective, for anyone listening or reading this, if you know someone living in the Portland area, or you know someone living in the Calgary area, you know someone living in Colorado or whatever, tag them below so they can know that this is something that's in their city. So that's something too that we don't always think about, is like our community. Ask them to tag someone that maybe we don't know. So if you're watching this and you know someone who would love this movement, tag them below so they can find out more. Okay? Something really, really simple, but really powerful. Search online for city-specific Facebook groups in your area. Join them and build connections first. And I talked about this with Bea, who's moving to a totally different city. She doesn't know anyone. So it's about looking for Facebook groups that are specific to your area. Maybe they're entrepreneur groups or mom groups or women's groups. So just doing a search in Facebook and those will come up with your city area. Join them and start building connections, right? So we don't want to just go in and say, here's the Courage Collective right now. It's about relationships, connections, and then once we build those, then we can invite, right? Use the promo video. So the promo video is beautifully done. It's really powerful. It's gotten a lot of shares and views, and it's great. So use it, share it, promote it. Share what trainings are coming up. We've already talked about that. I'm going to have to change these a little bit because now we're doing it where we're doing a curriculum for 6 months. So this has changed because before we were actually inviting members in just whenever, but I feel like it's going to be really powerful to have that journey together. So that's shifted a little bit. Use specific hashtags. So whatever you're sharing on social media, right? Make sure you're using the Courage Collective, Courage Movement, Courage Is, Women Rising, Courageous Leadership, right? So we've got a bunch of hashtags that if you guys all start using them, it's also people will start to see the Courage Collective. What's the Courage Collective? What's going on with the Courage Collective, right? So using those specific hashtags also so we can see what's going on and what you're sharing and posting too. You can also create a LinkedIn event, and this again is not my area of expertise, but I've got some little instructions. So in the More menu, you can click on Events, and then click Create an Event, and then it just is similar to Facebook events. So could be something, I don't know how well it's promoted or shared, or if people can search for events that way, but that's just something to test out. So, you know, this is all about like ideas and things that you can test out and put into play and see what really works for you, what feels really good. You could offer networking time at the end or start of a regular Courage Collective meeting and invite them to stay for free. Host a storytelling event. This is something that we are going to do together, and I'm going to share a little bit about that in just a minute. The Day of Courage event is coming up, which is going to be awesome. And we're going to work a little bit more on the Million Stories of Courage campaign. Okay. So there we go. So that's exciting. So that's 26 different ways and ideas. And again, doesn't have to be all of them, but hopefully that's getting you some ideas of what you could do now. What I would say are like, what are the top three ways that I feel I could personally market this right now and start sharing and start doing it? Obviously, I feel like the most important ones is just the sharing piece, getting more visible about it, personal connections, maybe it's the business card or postcard, and attending networking events. So those are some of the big ones for right now. But again, we're going to be going through this all together as a collective. Okay. Any questions about that? So Lydia, awesome. Someone asking you to do a keynote speech. Okay, that helps you so much. Awesome. And just so you guys know too, in the Courage Collective, if you've got a question, ask it, right? So I would love for you guys to ask general questions in the global community. If it's specific to leading a circle, ask it in the leader community. But Lydia, for example, you could post in the global community like, holy cow, I just got invited to speak, but I have no idea what to charge. What do you think? And we can all chime in, but I'll definitely chime in on some of those things that are more in, you know, my area of expertise. But I want you guys to know that we're here for you too. So let's share, ask questions, get that conversation going and support each other. But celebrating you, that's awesome. And yes, we are getting the payment links sorted for the new leaders by the end of next week, beginning of the week after. So we're hoping by mid-July, you guys are good to start filling your circles. Now, we are going to do... the link in your signatures. I wasn't necessarily meaning a link. I just meant putting like Courage Collective Leader as one of your titles in your signature. As far as a link, you could put thecouragecollective.com if you want to share that link, and that takes them to the main page. We are going to do a rebrand on the main page because things have shifted and changed, so that's going to be coming as well, but the general information is there for right now, and then it will be getting a facelift over the next month or so, but you can still send people there, and people will know to find you in their local city if they live in your local city, or it'll be that promotion for everyone, again, that cross promotion, right, where we're at least sending people to the Courage Collective, and they're able to see what leader is there in their area. The doc is in the membership site area, Erica. So everything, pretty much, it should be everything, is in the membership site under leaders. And you guys should have all of the access to that. Caroline is going to come in and post more about if you didn't see the email or that kind of thing. She's going to send or post a little bit in the leader group. So watch for Caroline's post, and she's the one that's kind of working on the membership site for us, and she'll be posting in there about it if you don't have your login. So Casey says if we bring people in, because there's, she says if we bring people in before September starts, the curriculum starts, how to say it's to their benefit, because it's exactly what people have been saying yes to already. So we're still having hot seat calls. They're still having the intention setting workshop with me. They're still getting master classes. They're still getting the Creative Courage workshops in the online community. So they're getting tons of value. They're still getting the in-person meeting with you. They're getting that practice, that sisterhood, and then they get even more in September. So it's of their benefit to start anytime, absolutely. Yeah, Mary, so you need to post that in the global community so we can celebrate you. So she says, setting intentions is so powerful. I set an intention on Monday to book 2 speaking gigs by the end of the week, and I did it. Woohoo! You're right. If we don't say what we want to have happen, how is it going to happen? You know, if we're not clear ourselves, what we want and what we desire, it doesn't come to us. So we need to get that clarity. We need to proclaim that, right? So good. Is there a flyer or PDF that lists the why to join now? Not really. Yes, the flyer that we printed out does say what it's about. You know, like it says what's included. So I guess that does. It says, you know, online business training, masterminding, in-person support and circles. You know, it has it beautifully designed and very visually nice. And it's a flyer that basically does say what they're getting. And then you just get to answer more questions or share more about it as well. So yeah, that's all there for you. Okay. So let me go back to, we're almost wrapped up. So let me just grab, oh, I keep hitting the wrong spot. Hold on a second. Ah! Okay, I'm going to share my screen again. There we are. Okay, so we've gone over really my steps, I feel, for, you know, courageous marketing and sales. I've shared with you my process that I go through when I'm launching something, given you lots of great tips and strategies around sales and marketing, and the 26 ways specific to our Courage Circles. I keep losing my voice a little bit. So the Courage Circle marketing plan is right now organic sharing to create curiosity, really genuine connecting, whether that's in Facebook groups, local networking groups, right? Personal outreach and invitation. So you're going to make your list of people you would love to have join and start reaching out and inviting them as soon as you're ready to go mid-July. We're going to have the Day of Courage. Now, the Day of Courage, I'm doing the sales page and all the shareable graphics and images and everything as we speak. So that probably will be in the next 2 weeks that I'm going to start unveiling that and inviting you to share the Day of Courage. And the Day of Courage, again, is August 28th, and that's where we're inviting people to face a fear. We're gonna have templates for them to be able to share on social media, to record a little video saying, hello, my fear is XYZ, and on August 28th, I'm going to be doing XYZ, and joining in this movement where we're going to have a million fears faced, a million stories of courage shared, and $1 million donated to charity. Join us now, and then there'll be a link. So I'm going through the rebranding. It's super fun. So we're branding the Day of Courage, getting up a beautiful sales page, landing, not a sales page because there's nothing being sold, the sign up page. So that's something that all of you leaders need to be a part of, facing a fear. So I want you guys to be thinking about what is that fear you're going to face? What is that courageous action you're going to take? What is that thing you've always wanted to do that you're going to do? One of the things that I am contemplating is actually it's okay if it's within the week or so leading up and you share on the August 28th. Because some people are like, oh, but I'm not going to be available on August 28th, or the thing I wanted to do I can't do on August 28th. So as long as you post it on August 28th, that's going to be okay. So just be thinking about that too, that it's okay if you can't say book, you know, the flight for your skydiving jump, or whatever it is, or your tattoo thing, or your whatever thing you're doing. It would be awesome if it could be on the day, August 28th, but if it can't be, do it another day and then post on August 28th, okay? So the Day of Courage, what I feel about this is, well, first, it's just a big heart project. It's exciting. It's so fun. It's going to give so much momentum and PR and visibility for it. I actually have hired a PR team as well to get it hopefully in some big media and publications and things like that too. I also have some really, you know, bigger names that are getting involved with it. So I'm doing a lot of behind the scenes work on the Day of Courage, the promotion, the marketing plan, and all that kind of stuff. So putting that all together behind the scenes. And then my team, Tamara and Caroline, are doing all of the leader stuff, working really hard to get all of the your guys' payment things sorted and set up on a new platform. So that's a lot of work behind the scenes too, because we're changing everybody over to this new platform. So that's, you know, just so you guys know what's kind of going on behind the scenes. There's a lot happening to make sure this is all a big success. So the Day of Courage, within the next week or two, we should have everything ready for you to share, graphics, copy, exactly what to post, video, you know, copy, scripts, landing page and links and everything. So that's going to be really exciting. And what I really hope for the Day of Courage is that there's so much energy and excitement and conversation around courage that it's a beautiful way to then invite people to join us, you know, in the Courage Collective as well. So whether they do or not, I'm not attached to that for the Day of Courage, but I do feel it's going to create a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement around the Courage Collective as well. And people are going to be ready for more courage in their life. So I really see it as a natural lead-in. Not right now, but at the end of every 6-month journey, we're going to do a Woman Rising event. So I'm going to prepare basically an event in a box. So I'm going to have the frameworks, the schedules, everything outlined, any promotional materials, everything you need to be able to host a Woman Rising event in your local city. So what this is going to do is twofold. It's going to give those who are in your circle a chance to share their story, to showcase their art that we're going to do along the 6-month journey. You can have music, it's about storytelling. So that's the key about Women Rising, is that we're all empowering each other through the power of our stories. So you'll be able to take the stage, and the women in your circle will be able to take the stage, and this is going to happen at the end of the 6 months. And so it's going to be like a beautiful wrap-up celebration where they're taking the stage, but then you're inviting friends, you're inviting family, you're inviting people from the community to attend this beautiful event, to see these speakers share their stories, to see the artwork. A portion of the ticket sales will go back to one of our give back projects. It's going to be a great way to invite people then to join the Courage Collective. So it's not going to happen before our door closed in September this round, but we're going to be ready for it when we open the doors again. I think it's in February. And that's when we're going to host the event. So that's going to be a natural thing where we're going to have the Day of Courage and the Woman Rising event happening every 6 months. And those are going to be our two main campaigns, events that happen that bring more people into the circles and celebrate and kind of act as that opportunity for people to really showcase what they've done, what they've accomplished, and have that kind of beautiful moment in the spotlight. So that's going to be coming. It's not yet. And then I'm going to be leading the 5 Days of Courage Facebook Challenge, and that's going to be super fun. So for the 5 Days of Courage Facebook Challenge, I again will be leading that. I'll be doing all the promotional stuff with it. All you have to do is share it. And it's going to be the end of August, and it's going to be 5 days of high value amazingness, lots of energy. Really excited about the transformation that will happen. And then I will be inviting people into the Courage Collective. And so anybody that you invite will then be invited into the Courage Circles, and they're going to find the leaders that are best for them. So again, it's just a collective sharing, promoting, getting as many people into that opportunity as we all can, so that then they are ready to say yes to the leaders all over the world, right? And be able to join the collective. So that 5 Days of Courage Facebook Challenge, again, I'm going to lead that, but you're all going to invite into that circle or into that challenge. And then from there, I'm going to do the invitation to join the Courage Collective from there. And you can follow up with people you know in your local area and be supporting in the challenge, but I will be leading it. Okay, but it's a great way for you to showcase yourself as a leader, as well as just follow up with the people that you invite. But again, I'm going to be running it. I'm going to be running Facebook ads, and we're going to be targeting the cities that you guys live in. So in the Facebook ads, we're going to specifically do campaigns for the Facebook challenge, possibly for the Day of Courage, but we're going to target your cities. So I hope to be able to get even more people that are in your cities through those Facebook ads into the Day of Courage. Someone's coloring on our post there. I'm not sure how that works, but anyways, so that 5 Days of Courage Facebook challenge, again, I'll be leading it. I'll be sharing. It'll be the end of August. So in July right now, and I'm going to post a to-do list for marketing, but in July coming up, you're just starting to share, right? You're just sharing. You're starting to connect. Okay, as soon as middle of July comes around and your page is up, you can start inviting and outreaching and hosting circles if you would like. You can wait too, but I would recommend start inviting now, because then it starts to come in. Then you can ask them to invite their friends. So then there's more likely of a chance of you having your circle filled by that September 18th time. Then we're going to start promoting in the next couple of weeks the Day of Courage. And again, I'm going to share everything you need for this. You'll just basically copy, paste, add your own spin on it. It's going to be super simple. I'm not going to overwhelm you. So I'll be able to say, this week, post this. Okay? This week, share this. So I'm going to guide you through that for the next month or so. And then when it's time for the 5 Days of Courage, that'll probably be the 1st of August when we'll start promoting the 5 Days of Courage. Then again, I'm going to be like, okay, send this out to your email list, post this on social media, share this with anybody you know, tag people in this, right? So that we can start to bring more people into that challenge. And then when it gets closer, the beginning of September is when you can really promote your own 2 free circles. So that's when you can say you can come and experience it. 2 free circles are happening these dates. You can set up the events. You can invite people in to experience it. And then that's going to be the close. So that's going to be September 18th is when we close the doors and we start officially. So my intention for each of you is to have 10 women in your circles. I believe that that is totally possible. If you have 2 or 3 or 1 or 5, that is beautiful and perfect. But I am honestly feeling like it is time. Like, we are ready. We are primed. And with all of this that we are sharing and promoting for 2 months, 2.5 months, we're going to be able to generate that excitement and enthusiasm. And if you're showing up, it's going to happen. So that is The gist of what's coming up for the marketing plan, again, it's not going to be overly complicated or a lot of time. It's just basically share this image and this post, right? Invite people here, do this. So I'm going to keep it really simple for you, but collectively, if we're all showing up and doing it, it's going to be really powerful. Yeah, Casey. So would be so cool to take a group to walk on top of the CN Tower for the Day of Courage. And I love the idea of like getting a group of people to do something with you, even if they're in your Courage circle or if they're not, and experiencing that and then allowing them to say, this is what we're going to be experiencing ongoing in the Courage Collective. So it could be a really cool lead-in as well. Your first dancing workshop at a festival on the weekend of the 25th. Absolutely, use that. That's so great. Yes, so you're facing a fear. I love it. Paula, creating your own Women Rising event gives me such chills. Yes, because you were there and you witnessed the magic that happened. And it truly was a very simple event. Simple to pull off, simple to put together, really, the logistic of it. It was a small enough group that it was super manageable just on my own. Didn't have to have a big team or anything like that, but you'll have the people in your circles to help you pull it off. And just inviting people locally, it's going to be such a powerful event. Yay! Corey's so excited to be a part of this. You're so welcome. Can I give you a summary of the 5 Days of Courage event? Yes. I may change it, but I have done it before and it was super successful. So every day I post a truth and a dare, and then they have to take action on it, post it, and then every day I'm giving prizes and we're encouraging them. So for example, day one, I think, and I'm just pulling it out of my hat, but day one is, for example, or one of the days is the fear of rejection. So then I go in and I talk a little bit about rejection, what that looks like, how it manifests in our life, da 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 da. And then the image, you know, there's the truth and the dare. The truth is, you know, a nice manifestation statement. I think it's every no leads to a yes. And then their challenge is to go and ask. So they need to go ask for a sale. They need to go ask to be on a stage. They need to go ask whatever. And then they have to come back and post and share what they asked for that day to be then entered into the draw for the prize. So we'll be giving away books and bracelets and all kinds of cool things, sessions with me. So I'll be giving away prize packages every day. And then every day it's just going to be really simple, a truth and a dare, an action statement, and they need to come back and take action on it. Yay! Unbelievably exciting! Yay, Tamsin! So glad that you're excited. I've been asked to host a national event with health insurers. Could use the event info. Okay, Erica, the event info, is that you might have to just clarify. I'm not sure what your question is exactly, if that's for the Day of Courage or the 5 Days of Courage event or what that is for. Yes, Casey, and I love that too, is collaborate amongst you leaders. So if there are a few leaders in Calgary or Portland or Toronto, there are a few cities that have a few leaders in the vicinity because they're bigger areas, Vancouver, then do something together, bigger scale, right? That would be so cool. Yay! Bonnie, Women Rising event has you so excited. Love it, love it. Oh, Corey. There is a Corey in our group too, but that's funny. Okay, hello, Michelle. Yay. Oh, good. See, Erica already knows someone in Toronto to refer to Casey. So that's something that's going to happen all the time is, hey, I know someone in Toronto. Hey, I know someone in Vancouver. Hey, I know someone here. So that's the excitement of collaborating and all of us promoting and sharing at the same time. We're going to bring in people, and I just feel like they're all going to just fill up to capacity. I totally feel it. And Mary says, what's the best way to send you a message just for me? Email or messenger? Messenger. is great. Email, I suck at email and it gets lost most of the time in the black hole. But Facebook Messenger, if you guys ever have things you need to send me, is a lot easier for me to keep track of. Awesome. So Erica says, I thought you said you had event training info. That is what I was referencing. So we will be doing, for the Women Rising event, I will be doing a training for you leaders for it before it happens, but it's not going to happen till January, February of 2018. And then I will do like an event in a box where I'll have like, here's the schedule that you need to follow. Here's the flow of everything. Here's, you know, what it looks like. Here's what we need for decor. Here's, you know, the registration process. Here's, so I'll totally map it all out for you. No, Mary, the calendar of upcoming events is not on the membership site. I will be posting in the Facebook group. Going out, you know, so I'll be posting the Facebook group and what's coming up as far as to-do lists and that kind of thing. Yeah, Paula says, any ladies in Vancouver, no ladies on the Sunshine Coast, send them my way. Awesome, awesome. So I would love for you guys, I might start a thread of cities. So I'm going to start a thread and you guys can post just in the thread where you live. And it would just be great to be able to have that reference too, because then if someone's like, oh, I have someone interested in San Francisco, then I think Ramona, right? Ramona, you're there. So then we can kind of know where each other is. And that's great too, right? So that's going to be really helpful to, for when we have people, we can just go back to that thread and be like, oh, there's no one there. She can go into an online circle though, right? And then maybe she's going to lead down the road. And there's going to be, just so you guys know, more contests for leaders when you onboard leaders, just like we did this last time with the Nicaragua trip. There's going to be more trips. There's going to be more exciting contests. So if you're already talking and you think that there's different people that would be great leaders, we're not taking any more leaders right now, but make sure you're still putting it out there to them that you think they'd be a great leader, and that October is when we're going to be opening the doors for new leaders. Okay. Okay, perfect. Yes, we love Tamara and Angelique and Caroline. Yes, my team is awesome and they keep up with all my craziness, my crazy ideas, and they love up on you guys because often I'm doing the big vision work and I need to be not just answering all the questions. So they have been a lifesaver for me to be able to do the bigger vision work and the bigger movement work and step into being the leader of this, and rather than doing all the little kind of daily stuff. So it's been huge having all of my team members, and we are growing. So lots of love and support for you guys, because that's important for me to make sure that you're taken care of. So that's why I have the best of the best serving you guys. All right. So that is all for today. Oh my goodness. 12:29. I didn't even look at the time, but I thought we would end early today. See me and my thinking that I don't have as much content to teach you, but I hope that was valuable for you guys. Again, just the overview really quick. I'm going to overview really quick. We went through really knowing and believing in the movement, sharing organically your stories, your takeaways, your process, getting more visible, connecting locally, sharing your story and inviting from a place of service, really caring deeply about each person, always coming from a place of abundance. And then I walked through my authentic sales strategy, which is, you know, setting that attention and really seeing and feeling it, really visualizing it. So each of you, I want you to decide. That's another piece of homework I'm going to do. I'm going to get you guys to decide how many women are going to be joining you in your circle by September. Okay. And I would love for you, before you set that, is like, make a list. Like, how many women realistically do you feel like you can invite in and feel into that? Really know your why behind that, that number. Like, why do I want those women in the collective? We're going to make a plan together, and then you need to decide that you're going to do the work and you're going to show up and you're going to be visible and you're going to share and promote the things that I ask you to. And if you do, I know we're going to be successful. showing gratitude for even the one, you know, that everyone that says yes to the opportunity, letting go of the outcome and really following your intuition and getting creative. And I really welcome if you guys have ideas that I'm not thinking of, if you are, you know, have creative marketing ideas or thoughts that come up, share them in the group. I would love to have your guys' ideas. And so many of our leaders are leaders. You guys are leaders. So you are like, oh, we could do this, or hey, have you thought of that? And you have different experiences and expertise than I have. And so if you do things that I'm not doing, it's great for you guys to share that as well. We've got the 26 different ways to market the Courage Collective that I went through. And then also this more specific what's coming up for our Courage Circle marketing plan over the next 2.5 months. So you guys are going to be set up for success. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to go through and it's going to be like, woohoo, celebration every time you guys bring in a new member. We will have some more fun contests and things through this launch process as well. So be watching for that. And we do have, oh good, you guys are already posting. Love it, love it. Yay! Yes, celebrating each other. So remember, guys, in the global community group, there are two groups. Some of you are posting your homework in the global community, which is fine, but they may be like, what is this? I don't know what this is. So make sure if you're doing leader training takeaways or homework that you keep it in the leader group. But for the global group, share some of your takeaways or your ahas or your celebrations or the things that you're doing in that group, because we really want it to become that hub and that community where we're sharing the fears, but we're sharing the courageous action. We're sharing the vulnerable posts, but we're also celebrating with each other. So I really want it to become that place where you go to be like, I just did this, or I'm thinking of doing this, or I'm freaked out about this, or woohoo, you know, celebrate with me. So I really want it to become that community. The Leader Courage Collective groups are going to start, hopefully I'm going to have it posted by Monday, what the groups are, and then you're going to connect, and then so hopefully that by next week you guys can start having your Courage Collective leader circles. Yeah, Paula. Use the promotional materials, the promo video I already have created for you guys. Use that and tag people. Start sharing. Yes, 10 people. Love it, love it. You're so welcome, Erica. We're so grateful for you. Yay! Send out more feelers. Absolutely. So good. 15, 20. Love it, love it, love it. And I also love that you said minimum. So I would say set an intention or more, right? I would love 10 or more. I would love 15 or more. So it opens up to like, this is what my intention is, but I'm so welcoming if there's 20 or 25 women that are like, heck yeah, right? So just wanted to set that up. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. You guys are amazing. Remember, we're still here for you. They can see you. we've got more friends. Okay, so we better end before everything explodes in here. We've got boys over for play dates. It's summertime. That just happens. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Oh, we've got another one. We will see you guys in the group. And love it, love it, love it. Yes, you could totally. Oh, Mary, yes. I've actually lifted the minimum or the maximum for circles. Before I said you could only have 15 maximum. I've lifted it because I feel like if you have space, we can still break into the groups of five and have that intimacy within it. So there actually isn't, I'm not right now limiting it, and I'm going to welcome your feedback and support. And what I actually see is that if it starts to grow so big, that then we can have a leader break off and do another circle, right? So I want you guys to go for it. And if you have the space, or if you have to meet in a bigger space or whatever it is, can be super valuable for you guys as well. It makes sense too. I mean, you guys then have this opportunity to make even more income as well, which is really exciting too. Okay, so yay, 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 so much fun. Yes, no limits. Yay! And I do remember, guys, this is a movement that isn't out there. And I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'll be totally honest about that. I take like the one imperfect action after another, and I pray and I follow the breadcrumbs and I take the right next aligned action. I tune in, I check in, I see what's working, what needs to change. I check in with you guys as leaders, and that's what came up is that, you know what? I feel I could bring 30 or, you know, women in together, and then we could have like little, you know, leaders in training that are supporting each of the smaller groups of five and hubs of five. So there is this opportunity to go even bigger. Okay. Thank you, everyone. But you're right. I'm always going to be checking in with you guys, and we're always going to be evolving and changing because that's what a movement is, right? So thank you for being here. Thank you for putting in that time. My ask is that you guys just finish catching up on all the leadership training by the end of July, so it's not a huge rush or pressure, but make sure you've watched each of those trainings and shared your takeaways by the end of July. But that is great. You've got a whole month to make that happen. And we will be sharing more about the marketing very, very soon. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have you guys all set up, ready to share and invite into your circle. That's going to be so exciting. Okay, so but start sharing now. Start making your list now. Start connecting now. Start building relationships now so that when that door opens, you're ready. Okay? All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.